evening. And if I get going too long, you can try out the chair even while I'm preaching. Those blue chairs, they have about a 2-inch foam. That one has a 3.5-inch foam on it. Oh, yeah. And it's not just squishy. It's, you sit on it, and then it just, it's there, and it becomes comfortable. It is that you mentioned that it is. It's about an inch wider than the blue ones. So after service, or while I'm coming to the close of my short message, amen. Titus, I'm not, where is, good, he's not in here. He's not trying to come. Okay, Titus chapter number 3 is where I want to go for my text tonight. God's word is so wonderful. It's just amazing. As you read God's word, you just begin to see so much of what God has done, what God is doing, and what God wants to do. Praise the Lord. And when you and I can get on the same page of what God wants to do, that's when miraculous things begin to happen in our personal lives. Praise God. Titus chapter number 3, I want to begin at verse number 1. We'll be going all the way down to verse number 8 here for our opening scriptures. And Paul, writing to Titus, says, "Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, and to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish." Did you know that you were foolish at one time? "We were disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful." Do you like when you meet people that are just hateful? But yet we were one of them at one point in time. "Hating one another, but after that the kindness," praise our God, "and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration," and I want you to remember that word regeneration, "and the renewing," and that's another word I want you to remember, "of the Holy Ghost," washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, "which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly," that means just keep telling it, "that they which have believed in God," how many in here believe in God tonight, "might be careful," that means mindful, paying attention, "to maintain," keep up, keep doing the good works. "These things are good and profitable unto men." Praise be to our God. You may be seated again tonight. Hallelujah. Paying attention that you're maintaining or keeping up good works. Good works is good behavior, good lifestyle, good mind frame, good attitude, good works. Hallelujah. Good meaning right. Right works. Careful to maintain. Hallelujah. I want to preach tonight on renovated. A.W. Tozer said, "There are two spirits abroad in the earth, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience and the Spirit of God. These two can never be reconciled in time or eternity. The spirit that dwells in the once born is forever opposed to the spirit that inhabits the heart of the twice born." Making reference to the words that Jesus spoke to Nicodemus In John chapter 3 and verse number 3, you must be born again. Born again of the Spirit of God. Regenerated. That's the word in our scripture reference here in our text. Regeneration, the washing of regeneration, that born again experience, that born again excursion with God as our heart humbles and we call upon Him. We repent of our sin. We turn from our sin. We're disgusted with our sin and we call on God, and God with His miraculous hand reaches down and washes clean that heart from sin and creates that new creature. It's all by the grace of God. It's all by the Spirit of God. It's all by the power of God. Hallelujah. And that's why we have nothing to boast or brag about, because it's something we could never. There's no way we could accomplish it at all as a mere mortal human being. It's a miracle. Salvation is a miracle. This is why there is no one that is beyond saving. Because it has nothing to do with how well we behave. It has everything to do with when we surrender to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that's when renovation begins. Woo! It's not the end result. The born again experience has never been the end result of the child of God. That's where renovation begins. That's where God steps on the scene. That's where God comes into the life, comes into the heart, comes into that individual. And now it is time for the glorious renovation of the kingdom of God working in the heart of each believer. Hallelujah. To renovate. Here's a few definitions to get into your mind, because this is what God wants to do to you. This is what God wants to do to me. To make fresh and sound again, as though new. To clean up. To replace worn and broken parts. To repair. To refresh. To revive. To improve. Is there room for improvement in your life? Be careful. Some may say, well, no, I think I'm doing pretty good. You got room for improvement right there. Hallelujah. Because when you think, that's when you're not. And so we see the improvement. To make over. Wow. I'd like to be able to do that over again. Woo! You ever had that thought? You know, that hindsight's 20/20, and after it's all said and done and you realize how you've done it and the way you've done it, and you're going, man, I wish I could do that over again. You know, doing it a different way. Makeover. To reconstruct. To redecorate. To remodel. To revamp. Are you getting the picture? Change. 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 Renovation. Hallelujah. Just whatever's going to need to be done in a renovating of a building. We're renovating a building right here. Wow. We have renovated this building. We have. There's been great renovation that has transpired here. And actually, you know, I mean, it's just our human tendency. I mean, we're in here enjoying the presence of God, enjoying the Word of God, enjoying this sanctuary God has provided for us. And sometimes we lose the reality of how it got here and the renovation that it took to get it here. And the manpower and the blood and the sweat and the tears. And I mean, just to get it here by the grace of God. Hallelujah. And we're rejoicing, but it took renovation. It took effort. It took work. It took pain to get the gain that we've got. Hallelujah. Now keep that in mind in the spiritual realm. Have you ever noticed sometimes as Christians we get so wimpy? I mean, have you ever noticed that? We get so wimpy as children of God, and we, you know, oh, we gotta do that. You mean we gotta pray? Oh, I mean, I've gotta read my Bible more than two chapters a day. We get wimpy. We want everything to just be done for us. We don't want to have to put forth effort to grow in the kingdom of God. We just want God to grow us. How many's ever did a garden that you just threw the seeds out there on the dirt, never tilled it, never worked it, never weeded it, and you just expect it to be the most beautiful garden on the face of the earth? How many realize what's going to grow in that garden? You're right, Sister Donna, weeds. You know what's going to grow in your life if you've never worked on it? Weeds. That's why we need renovated. That's why we need renovation going on in our lives. Hallelujah. You see, there's a complete renovation. There's a work of renovation or work of redemption to give us a full understanding. In Acts chapter 3 and verse number 19, it says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." And so we see there's something we've got to do. We've got to repent. We got to change. Oh, did you know that repent means change your mind? We've got to change our minds about ourselves many times and change our minds about others many times. And sometimes change our mind of how we think towards God. Hallelujah. We got to see Him as God, the high and holy creator of all universe, who I am accountable to. Hallelujah. He's the one that created me. He's the one that created all things. And He's the one that provided the only way of saving me from the sin of this world, that I might inherit and maintain and lay a hold of eternal life and begin to walk with our God. Hallelujah. And so we see we've got to get the right mind frame of who God is. God is not a genie in the bottle that gives me every third wish, if you will. God is the creator of all things, and He is worthy to be served and honored and worshiped and praised and magnified at any cost to me, to you. Amen. And so we see then, repent ye therefore, change your mind, be converted. In other words, now choose a new path, choose a new way. You see, as a Christian, there are many times that we have to be converted in our thinking, converted in our attitudes, converted in our behavior, even after we've been born again, even after we've been filled with the Spirit of God. There are times we need converted, renovated. There are times that we need changed. There are times we need a makeover. There are times that we come to the knowledge of Scriptures we thought we had come to the knowledge of before, and now more light has been shared on it, and we realize, oh, we didn't think about that the right way. Whoa, that's a hard one for a lot of people to do. A lot of folks don't like renovation. They like it just the way that it is. Oh, what do we need to renovate it for? Anybody ever remodeled your house? Any of you ladies ever redecorated your house? Now, my wife would be the first to tell you, if redecorating was left to me, it'd never happen. What's wrong with it the way it is? We've lived in it this way for a certain number of years. We've enjoyed it. Why change? Because I want a new look. I want to change it. I want to renovate it. And so what do? You renovate it. Yeah. What is that? That is wisdom. That is wisdom. Some men haven't found that wisdom yet, and they live in misery. That is wisdom. Praise God. The Bible says that you're supposed to take care of your wife and love your wife as yourself. Now, I'm not near as bad as some I know about guns. Lucas, I hope you're watching, son. Woo!
or tools.
Wow, man, Lucas, that got you twice. Praise God. Some it's vehicles. We don't bat an eye to buy a new tool. Oh, it's a bargain. You never know when you're going to need that tool. Do you need it right now? No, but you never know when you're going to need it. That's a nice tool. Did you see that new gun that came out? Is it just like your old one? Well, yeah, but it's a little bit different. Does it shoot the same bullets? Well, yeah. Well, then what do you need it for? You got one that shoots a bullet, you're doing fine. See, we don't bat an eye as men to buy our toys. But the ladies' toys are different than our toys. They like to redecorate. They like to remodel. They like new cars from time to time, you know. I just, of course, Brother Jason, poor Brother Jason. He was so tormented when he was a young person. He had to ride with me to work. How many see what I drive right now? And this is probably something I really shouldn't bring up or bring about. You know, how many realize what I drive right now? It's a little red Vibe, the clear coat's peeling off of it. There's a dent on the left door. And there's a dent on the front fender. Hi, Sarah. There's a dent on the front fender. There's a big, yeah, that was you, in a parking lot in Tulsa at a doctor's appointment because I had to come, and that's when somebody else did it, but you were driving the car. And then there's a big crack in the windshield. And that, hi, Sarah. I call it my humility mobile. Brother Cisneros is driving one very similar, but his is a lot nicer than mine. And actually, I asked Larry Joshua if he'd ever wanted to sell it, let me know. So it's not that important to me to have a fancy vehicle. But to other men, they've got to have nice wheels. They got to look good. I look good regardless what I drive, but so it doesn't make any difference to me. See? Praise God. We got to move on here tonight. But are you getting the picture of renovation? How the wife likes to renovate. How men like to renovate their gun collection, their tool collection, their vehicles. I mean, renovation is something we're familiar with. But when it comes to spiritual renovation, man, we pull back. But we got to realize this is where it's at. This is where joy is found. This is where peace is found. This is where power with God is found. Hallelujah, is when we begin to allow God the renovation time that He wants to give us. Hallelujah. Colossians 3 and 8, here's a little bit of renovating that God wants to begin to do in our lives just from the Scriptures. Colossians 3 and 8, but now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you've put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, renovation, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. That's Christ, the image of Christ. That's that renovation bringing me into the image of Christ. You see, the thing about it, in this natural world, basically it's impossible to have a spiritual renovation. In the natural world, we've already discussed, we can renovate vehicles, guns, tools. We can renovate our lives with decoration of homes. We can renovate our lives to whatever we want to renovate them to in the natural realm. But spiritual renovation can only take place through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And when we say that, we're not making a reference to the fact that He's going to come back physically and come to you physically and show you all these things in person. But it's just like I read Colossians 3 and 8, and that was Jesus Christ speaking to what needs to be renovated in your life. By the Word of God and by the Spirit of God, that new creature knows that voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just like a son or a daughter knows the voice of mom and dad. And they know the tone of the voice of mom and dad. Sometimes even grandparents. The reality is when mom and dad are pleased with what you're doing, their voice is sweet, kind, with gratitude. But when there is disobedience involved, sometimes the voice becomes a little raised, a little stronger, and then sometimes action is required. Praise our God. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. Because God talks about that, about his children, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, teaches. Are you teachable? Or do you have to be more thoroughly convinced? Do you learn the easy way? Or do you have to learn the hard way? The old school of hard knocks. the proverbial. We talk about it all the time. You tell a child, don't touch that. It's hot. Of course, you know, in our adult minds, we're thinking, okay, we've told them, don't touch it. It's hot. And in their little child mind, they're thinking, okay, I won't touch that, but what's hot? Because they don't know yet, because they haven't touched that. They don't have that knowledge you have. Though you share that knowledge to them, it's like, okay, great, hot, wonderful. A lot of times it's that way about the spiritual things of the kingdom of God. Great. What's that mean? When the Word of God begins to declare to me to do something and not to do something else, and we're thinking, okay, renovate, I'm trying to share with you tonight what renovate means. Hallelujah. So you will have an understanding, just like that child then goes ahead and touches the stove, and now they understand what hot means. Before, you gave them knowledge, but they didn't have the experience that went with it. This is why, this is why you always ask, why in the world did someone do that? Because they haven't had the experience yet of what it brings when you do. They were told that you don't need to do that. They were told that it'll bring the... Go all the way back to Adam and Eve, and God said, in the day that you eat thereof, you shall die. And they're thinking, okay, what's that mean? God said it, I believe it, but they had no idea what it meant to die. Even though God told them, you're going to. And sad to say, they had to experience that spiritual death before they knew what it meant. You see, sometimes in our foolishness, we just won't listen and learn. We have to experience to learn and then suffer the consequences thereof. And see, this is why Jesus Christ said, if we confess our sin, he is just and faithful to forgive us our sins, because he knows we're going to have to experience it sometimes and learn the hard way instead of just learning the easy way. And so we see then that renovation is a part of our life. Your whole life must be renovated. Your passions, your affections, your aims, your goals, your conscience, your will must be renovated. It's got to be reconsecrated to the Maker. Your mind has to be renovated or renewed, as the Bible declares it, daily. Daily. How many has heard this terminology, out of sight, out of mind? So what do you have to do? You have to put it in sight in your mind. You can see it when it's there with your eyes. But then for it to be in your mind's eye, you have to think about it. Meditate upon it. You ever read that in your Bible? About meditating on the Word? Praise God. See, what is meditating on the Word is, what are you going to do if they come and they take our Bibles away? You don't have a Bible. What are you going to meditate on? How much of it is hid in here? How much of it is hid in here? How much of it have you consumed? Hallelujah. And been renovated and incorporated into your life that even if you don't have it, it's out of sight, but it's not out of mind. Woo, praise God. Now, I realize we got smartphones. My phone is probably smarter than I am. And we got smartphones. We've got the Word on the phones. We've got tablets. We got the Word on tablets. I mean, we've got the Bibles. We got all kinds of sizes of Bible. We got large print, little print, all kinds of font prints of Bibles. I mean, we have Bibles. We are, the Word of God is accessible to us, I mean, 24/7. But how much time out of 24/7 is it on your mind? Or is it out of sight, out of mind? Woo. Renovation needs to take place all the time. You see, there is a complete renovation and there's a continual renovation. Here's a story of a man named Oscar Cervantes. He's a dramatic example of the power of Christ to transform and renovate lives. So here's his story. As a child, Oscar began to get in trouble. Then he got older. He was jailed 17 times for brutal crimes. Prison psychiatrists said he was beyond help. But they were wrong. During a brief interval of freedom, Oscar met an elderly man who told him about Jesus. He placed his trust in the Lord and was changed into a kind, caring man. Shortly afterward, he started prison ministry. Chaplain H.C. Warwick describes it in this way. The third Saturday night of each month is Oscar night. Inmates come to hear Oscar and they sing gospel songs with fervor. They sit intently for over 2 hours. They come freely to the chapel altar. What professionals had failed to do for Oscar in years of counseling, Christ did in a moment of conversion. See, that's why there's always hope. Because it's not according to works that we have done. It's according to the power of God that works in us. See, a lot of times we get to see in the pattern of sin in people's lives and we think there's no hope. But we forget that we were walking in that same position of no hope until light shone in from heaven and we accepted that light and we turned to Jesus Christ with all of our heart. And it wasn't because we started doing something right in the sense of natural physical things. It's because we turned our heart to Christ and He made it right. And then renovation begins. Woo. There's that instantaneous moment of sanctification by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Complete renovation, if you will. A new creature's been created. We've been renovated. Hallelujah. We've been invaded, if you will, by the presence of a holy God. And it was all because we turned our heart, like Oscar did, to Jesus Christ. And then the life begins to change. We can't expect change until there's been a change. Renovation. Complete renovation, born again by the Spirit of God. And then that opens the door in our lives to the kingdom of God. That opens the door to heaven. That opens the door to the throne room of God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So now we can start a continual renovation in our lives. We can find the joy unspeakable and full of glory. We can find, go from faith to faith, from joy to joy, from glory to glory. We just moving on. Hallelujah. Moving up. Headed for a higher crown. Hallelujah. Complete renovation. So what's happening if no renovation is happening? It means there's no change. And if there's no change to habits that lead to sin, we're going to find ourselves making ourselves a sinner again. And it's not God's will. It's not the directive of God. It's just we ceased to renovate. We've ceased to walk with. We've ceased to listen to. We've ceased to meditate. We've ceased to put in the right so that the wrong can be pushed right on out. Hallelujah. Continual renovation. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing, renovating of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That word prove just means to show forth. So that you can just show forth what is that good work of God, what is that perfect will of God, that you can just show forth in your life. This is, I'm living for Jesus. This is how you live for Jesus. I'm living for Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm putting away all those things and bringing and redecorating my life. Woo, hallelujah. With the glorious things of the kingdom of God, with the holiness of God, with the righteousness of God, with the purity of God. Wow. With the love of God, with the kindness of God, with the peace of God, I'm redecorating. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Age is not the factor. How long you've been a Christian is not the factor. The factor is, are you renewed day by day? Are you renovated day by day? Praise God. Hallelujah. Certain things wear out in this world. And you have to, I mean, I'll just give you an example. My lawnmower is a 2002 model. It is a grasshopper. I did not buy it new. I bought it used. Got a bargain on it. I like to find bargains. I've been using it now for 5 or 6 years. And there's certain things on it that are wearing out. And I'm going to have to renovate it. As a child of God, used to, a little bit of Bible reading would go a long way. But the older I get, that little bit doesn't stay there. And I don't remember it as well as I used to. So when you get older, it's not that you don't have to read less. It's to the contrary. The older you get, the more you will need to read so that you might retain it better. When you were younger, you could read just a little bit. It's there, you got it, and you're moving on. As you get older, it's not there that quick. It doesn't stay there that easy. And so you have to just keep putting the word in more and more and more. More and more and more. You see, God wants to renovate our lives, because renovation of our lives is what's going to bring other people to renovation. When they see the wonderful works of God in our lives, you see, they're going to see it. We're not going to tell them about it. They're going to see it. If we have to tell everybody about renovation, we probably don't have it going on. But if we got renovation going on, we're not worried about whether everybody knows renovation is going on. We're just worried about renovation. And as renovation's going on, other people are noticing the renovation. Other people are noticing the change of attitude, the change of kindness, the change of, wow, the newness of life. Other people are noticing it. I'm going to close with this story. It says, a bone-weary father dragged into his home, tired, late one evening. It had been one of those unbelievable days of pressure, deadlines, and demands. He looked forward to a time of relaxation and quietness. Exhausted, he picked up the evening paper, headed for his favorite easy chair by the fireplace. About the time he got his shoes untied, plop, into his lap dropped his 5-year-old son with an excited grin on his face. Hi, Dad, let's play. Boop. Been many years ago, but I can remember those moments like that. He loved his boy dearly, but his need for a little time all alone to repair and to think was for the moment a greater need than time with Junior. But how could he maneuver it? There had been a recent moon probe, and the newspaper carried a huge picture of the Earth. With a flash of much-needed insight, the dad asked his boy to bring a pair of scissors and some transparent tape. Quickly, he cut out the picture of the Earth into various shapes and sizes, then handed the pile of a homemade jigsaw puzzle pieces to him. He said, "Okay, tape it all back together, Daddy, then come back and we'll play, okay?" And off scampered the child to his room as his dad breathed a sigh of relief. But in less than 10 minutes, the boy bound back with everything taped perfectly in place. Stunned, the father asked, "How'd you do that so fast?" And the young boy said, "Oh, it was easy, Daddy. You see, there is this picture of a man on the back of this sheet. And when you put the man together, the world comes together." Wow. When man becomes renovated, that's what's going to change the world. You can't change the world by trying to make man do something he doesn't want to do. But if man can become regenerated and renewed in the Spirit of God, the world begins to change. It only happens one person at a time. What part of the puzzle are you playing in the change of this world? Are you making a change wherever you're at, in whatever you're doing? Are you being that light to shine of the renovation of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Renovated. That's what it's all about. Letting Jesus Christ shine through our lives. That's what God's been doing. Sister Lindsay, you can come back to the piano. That's what God's been doing in these services. He's been renovating us. He's been changing us. He's been revealing us to us. That doesn't automatically mean renovation just because we realize how we are. It takes a little zeal, a little passion to start putting into action those things God begins to reveal. Renovation, to my knowledge, usually takes great effort. Because first of all, in renovation, you got to tear out the old. That's when God starts showing us where we're at, what we really look like, what we really act like. And then we've got to be willing to start tearing that out, so he can start putting in the new. You see, the most important part of renovation is not what I'm tearing out. It's what I'm putting in new. Because if we're not careful, we'll go to tearing out, but we won't put anything in new. Jesus shared a story about when an evil spirit is cast out of a man. And he goes roaming around, and he comes back, and he finds that the vessel's empty. It's clean, but it's empty. What is that? Well, that's taking it all out, but not putting anything in. Goes along with the story Sister Sarah was talking about the giving of the talents. Got down to that one individual. He was just given one talent. All he had to do is whatever the master had done with his one talent. But he went and buried it and hid it and didn't do anything. And when that master came back, he had nothing to show of renovation. Nothing to show where he had put forth any effort with what God had given him or the master had given him. I don't want to come and stand before my Savior and him have to wonder or ask, what did you do with what I did for you? What did you do with that power that I poured out on you? What did you do with that joy that I gave to you? What did you do with that victory that I wrought in you? Did you continue the renovation? Did you continue following it all the way through till it became part of you? See, it's amazing. Just look around. It's amazing what some renovation can do. The beauty that it can become. And that's what God wants to do in us. The beauty of holiness in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives. The beauty of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stand with me here tonight. Renovated. I just want to be renovated. The renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. If there's anything that we can say here tonight, he has abundantly been shedding abroad upon our hearts the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Abundantly pouring out his Spirit. And I believe it's for that purpose of renovation in our lives. For the joy of our salvation and the joy of the Holy Ghost bringing forth joy of obedience in our lives. There's no greater joy when you say yes to the Spirit of God when he's renovating. When he's renovating. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Could we lift our hands unto the Lord here tonight? Father in heaven, we rejoice. God, in your goodness. God, in your grace. Lord, in the mercy, oh God, that you are pouring out upon us. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of your Spirit. We thank you, God, for the renovation that's going on in our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the illumination that you're bringing unto us. Thank you, God, for the determination. Thank you for the courage. Thank you, Lord, God, for newness of desire, a freshness, Lord. Hallelujah, of your nearness in our lives. A freshness, Lord, of the reality of heaven, oh God. A freshness, oh God, of the reality of your return. Oh God, you're doing great things and we praise you for it, God. We magnify your holy name and we rejoice in our salvation because we know that we have been saved by grace. Lord, we know mercy has wrought in us a new work, a new creature. And God, you have never left us. You've never forsaken us. But oh God, in your love, you have chastised us and you have shown us things and we have experienced your mercy, experience your grace, experience your kindness. Hallelujah. And thereby, Lord, we are strong and we are courageous. And we are soldiers in your army, ready to march at your command. Renovate us, God. Renovate us, God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise be to our God. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for the wonderful works among men. Hallelujah. Glory.